Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm G'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
Oh, this song is so perfect for today. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Peace, peace, peace. What's up, people? What's up, world? What's up, Black? You already know, Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it, you know what I mean? Let's pour something up, light something up, take it with your peoples, chop it up with your peoples. Let's go.
He don't even know that we finna get lit tonight. All right. Okay. What happened? I didn't tell him. I didn't have time to brief you. You know, I've been dealing with this, like, headache all day that just kind of, like, won't go anywhere. But I've had, like, my last week was crazy. Let's get into the top five, and then we'll dive into our weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Did you send it to me? Because I don't even got that.
Yeah, I sent you the top five countries.
Hold up. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Hold up.
Look. And cue the music. No, I just.
You sure you sent that to me? I don't got
no.
it.
No.
I mean, I can just run down from last week. Did anything change?
I think it did slightly change. Did I send? Oh shit! I did send. Okay, my bad. I thought I sent it to you.
Yeah. So run it down there. You got it? You looking at it?
I got it. All right. So we're going to give a shout-out to our top five countries tuning in, okay? Salute to everybody around the world that's listening to the show. But, of course, number five, Australia, the land down under. Salute to you guys. Tell a friend and another friend so you can move up the top five list. Switzerland coming in at number four. United Kingdom coming in at number three. Canada coming in at number two, and United States coming in at number one. Salute to the five countries that tune in and show us love.
Yes.
Canada and United Kingdom are currently battling for the number two spot. Keep in mind,
what's up?
United Kingdom was holding down the number two spot for a very long time. And then Canada came up, you know, and swept it from up under them. So tell a friend and another friend to tune in. Let them listen to the show. Let them listen to the archive shows. Get your country boosted up to the top five. Shout out to everybody else that tunes in to the shows.
Africa, we got to get one of these countries back in our top five again, too.
Yeah, Kenya, where y'all at? Kenya, y'all was in the top five. Y'all done slid down.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kenya was holding it down for a good minute. I am going to do the front page of the thing, but, of course, if you've been following us, if you've been with us for the 4 years, you know that we were having issues. The platform is having issues, so the numbers aren't showing correctly, and, you know, they went through with as far as the endorsements, they changed, and it was a lot that I kind of got annoyed with, and I haven't been working on the main page, but I definitely will get back there and do something. 4 years in the running, man. Don't seem like four years.
Nice.
But, all right, so let's talk about our weeks, man. I had, like, the craziest week ever. And I have so much on my plate personally that I'm doing, and then when things on the outside start to come in and influence what I'm doing, it annoys me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, leave me alone. I don't bother anybody. I'm sitting in my bubble. I'm hustling. I'm doing what I got to do. And so this whole put a ring on it, you know, TV show, and my youngest son, father, he's on the show. And things didn't play out as planned, and now it's a bunch of drama. And, you know, all these people keep doing interviews, and, you know, rightfully so, you know, they doing interviews to try to, you know, make his story, you know, make sense or whatever. But I have been brought up in a couple of these interviews. So tonight I am going to address what was said in reference to me, and I am going to address some of the questions that I seen. Yes, I am. I'm not going to dog my child's father because that's my child's father, but I am going to tell the truth. So it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
The last interview wasn't so bad, but I just feel like I'm already feeling some type of way because he hasn't rectified a situation that I asked him to. So, you know, we're gonna kind of clarify.
That's good, too, because I'm going to get back into it tonight. I was just talking to my wife about that. I was like, yeah, we got to get back to put a ring on it because I saw, like, the first two episodes. And then, you know what I'm saying, I got kind of busy. But, yeah, so tonight I might run down a little marathon after the show is over, too, and then maybe we can come back on it next week or whatever. But yeah, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you
know,
probably.
We're going to tap into it.
We're going to tap into the topic because the topic is going to kind of tie into the rundown as well, right? And so I did an interview in reference to this situation, but I'm not going to lie. I was kind of like one-track minded on the interview, and I'll get into that. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't really saying much. You know what I'm saying? I said everything that I said was true, but I'm going to unfold some things so, like, people can kind of understand, you know, the history, okay, most importantly, the background, and, like, kind of get some of this shit here resolved. So, yeah, we're going to do that. I just really hope that this is my last time having to address it, knowing this situation is probably not, but hopefully it is, because I have my own life going on, you know? And me coming up, me making things happen, like, it was no drama involved. You feel me? It's no drama involved when you're doing the shit the right way, right? There's no way that you can start something wrong and it end right. Like, that's just, that's my motto. I talk about that all the time. So, you know, when you out there really making shit happen for yourself and you're doing it the right way, you ain't got to worry about all of this stuff. So, you know, it's just really becoming a lot of overwhelm. And it's kind of creepy, honestly, but we're going to get into it. You know, maybe I can help redirect him, because this is just really going far left.
Oh, wow.
And with everybody
doing interviews,
ain't none of the shit adding up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
man,
you know,
I
got to
get back on this show, man. I got to see what
we're
going to
talk about. It's the interviews after the show, but we'll definitely get into that.
Okay.
Hopefully I have a good week coming up this week. Still been working out. Everything, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say right now. Everything goes to unfold.
Clear week.
How it needs to. You know how I am. Like, you know, and I've been in this relate. You know, I've been with my peoples for like what, 16, 17 months. Took a 3-month break out of that time, and you know, it's just, you know, my mind go to wondering, and my mind is there. Like, I'm ready to walk away from this shit. You know.
Damn.
It's
was,
been a crazy week, man.
Oh,
you know.
It seemed like. Man, woosah.
Yeah,
woosah,
like,
woosah.
I've been in this situation for a very long time, and, you know, this is why, you know, this is why, I'm going to tell y'all why, that, you know, the people that's listening in that don't know, you know, we are poly, we live a poly lifestyle, and this is why. I haven't been living a poly lifestyle in the last 6 or so months. I have not been living a poly lifestyle. I've been living monogamous. And, we're going to tap into all of that. Like, I hate monogamy. You know what I'm saying? Because when shit go left, and I'm not the type of person to sit with anybody when it's not what it need to be, you know, and when you're dealing with people that are, you know, that are doing certain things in their life, you know, and there's a lot of attention that come with that, me and him, you know, it's a lot of things that come along with that, right? This person I kept private for a reason, just because of how the situation in Florida turned out for me when I did not keep it private, and that was a train wreck. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. But how was your week?
All right. So my week, so first off, you know, in the chop-up, I alluded to this because I forgot to, like, announce it at the beginning of the show. And, but yeah, this is definitely, last week was the fall season premiere of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
okay.
I like to put our season. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to that, man. New season, new energy. So, this is episode 2 of, the fall season. So I just wanted to put that out there for the people. But, my week, I'm calling this week Creeping on a Come Up, right? So that's a reference. That's a reference to Bone Thugs, right? So sometimes I tap into that energy. You know what I'm saying? Some of that East Cleveland energy. And you know, I was listening to you know, like I said, I love our show, but I'm a big fan of Drink Champs. You know, shout out to Nori and what he got going on over there, man. Excellent show.
He's actually on my Love and Hip Hop Miami. I seen like a couple episodes of that, and I was like, oh, Nori, that moved to the South.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I
see them. So, yeah, he had Crazy Bone on Drink Champs, and, man, it was cool, man. I just, you know, listened to the interview, and it just really just took me back, man, to, like, East Cleveland days and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, so, you know, I'm just tapping into that energy, you know what I'm saying, some of that St. Clair, down the way type energy, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm calling this week Creeping on the Come Up. So I'm just, you know, analyzing, you know, just putting the pieces to the puzzle. So that was that. That was influential. And then I started reading a new book, and this new book is going to really probably influence my new top 10 list that I'm going to have for the fall. I'm working on a new top 10 list. Not much has changed in the top 10 list. You know what I'm saying? The top 10 list is my top 10 adult starlets that's in the game. You know what I'm saying? Go to the Real Adult Twitter page to check it out. But I don't really see no new chicks coming into the list. I think the top 10 list is probably going to remain the same, but it is some movement. And I just want to shout out Elizabeth Ahmed. No, hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly. Elizabeth Ahmed, but AKA Bethany Benz. She was on what was that? For the Love of Ray J. Back in the day, her name was Caviar on that. But she's ill, man. She's like a, you know, she's half Nigerian and half Ukrainian. You know what I'm saying? She sounds Russian when she talks. But she just dropped the book. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, I like to keep my ear to the street. So I was like, you know what? Let me see this book. And so I end up ordering it, right? So I kind of dived into it a little bit.
You know, so I'm going to stop you right here. Because you know where I'm going here. Now, your co-host, we've had the show for 4 years, and I brought you in 3.5 years ago.
Go ahead.
So your co-host slash sister is a 10-time published book author.
She is.
And I hear you talking
glorious
about reading everybody's books. And I got 10 of them.
10 of them.
How many
books
have you
now
read?
Now, Black, though, hold on. Don't lie to the people. Don't lie to the people now. You know, when I came through and I kicked it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you was hosting your She Lounge, and you know, I came through ATL style. You know what I'm saying? What I say? I was like, Black.
Give me some books,
we
Black.
It up,
but I didn't have
I
any
like,
books.
Black. Yeah, so I was like, you know, I'm different like that. I move different. I think different.
Yeah,
no,
but
you
don't go
to
none of them just because you talk to me every week. You don't go to none of them and say, let me. Ever since the pandemic, I have not been having hard copy books, right? Because what the hell I'm gonna do with them, right? I don't wanna. I don't wanna be that close to anybody.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, that would have been special if I could have got that book right there from you. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I digress. I know. But look, this one, because I just, you know, of course, Black, you know, we chop it up every week. It's just, you know, I really want to be like an expert on what I'm talking about. When we talk about different topics and different people, especially in the adult industry. You know what I'm saying? So I got to keep my ear to the street, keep sharp on the music thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a music person. I'm a book person. So different music people that we talk about, I want to keep sharp and know what I'm talking about. And, you know, when
all
I talk
right
about different stars, I want
to
be sharp. So anyway, so I just want to keep sharp. You know what I'm saying? So because I, you know, I want us to, people, when they listen to us, we're experts on what we're talking about. So, so let me just, I guess, paint the picture. So I ordered the book from Amazon, and I never do this. I told you, I'm a person, I wanted to, like, when I came to you, I wanted to just get the book from you personally. And usually I go to, like, a bookstore. We only got one Barnes & Noble here. But anyway, this one, I was like, my wife, I was like, you know, she got the Amazon Prime. So I was like, yo, can you order this for me? So she ordered it. Ended up getting that shit, like, the next day. But anyway, the funny part about it is when I got the book is mad slim. It's a slim-ass book. It's only, like, about, let me look at it because I'm looking at it right now. It's about 55 pages. I was like, so my wife was like, that's it? Like, you got, like, so I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, but I will say this, she just cut the fat, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about halfway through it, you know what I'm saying? I just got it a few days ago, too, probably like Wednesday, but anyway, or Thursday, but I'm like halfway through it, but I will say, she just trimmed the fat, so she just get to the good shit. Like, she ain't wasting no time. I'm gonna get my official review later after I finish reading the book or whatever. Hopefully we can get on the show. But I've just been diving into that, man. Excellent read, though. You really get a window into where she come from. And it's dope. I'll just say this before, you know, we switch off. But I will say this. I love getting a different perspective from somebody that's not born and raised in the United States. Like, she was born and raised in the Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? So she came to the United States when she was 13 in 2000, and she moved to Chicago. And then her life in America just, you know, took off from that point. So just very interesting, like I said. So that's going to cause some movement in my top 10. So shout out to Bethany Benz. I love when these adult stars, you know, have, like, books and, like, you know, let you in. So so that's it. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, then the last thing, too, I was kind of pissed because, you know, last week or a couple weeks ago, I was telling you how I just bought my new Chromebook because, you know, I'm setting up my real estate and everything. You know, dotting my I's, crossing my T's or whatever. But anyway, I was pissed because the TD Ameritrade, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told you, that shit is like a computer course in itself. So anyway, I was looking to download my TD Ameritrade on my new Chromebook, but Chromebook is not, is they're not compatible. I would have to do some like really nerd shit to kind of figure it out to get it on my Chromebook. So that was kind of, that kind of pissed me off. But, you know, things happen for a reason. And that shit got me thinking. I'm just going to say this and then you can take it over. But, you know, to become rich legally, you really have to be on some nerd shit. You know what I'm saying? As I was trying to figure out this whole TD Ameritrade shit, you really got to – that Revenge of the Nerds movie that came out back in the 80s or whatever, you really got to be on that type of shit, especially with this technology the way it is, to really get rich legally. You know what I'm saying? That shit just had me thinking. So, you know, I just got to get my step, my focus up. But that's it. So that was my
week. So, y'all hearing it first out of my mouth, right, with all this going on, and I'm going to be very specific, like strategic about what I say. But I am going to write another book. I did say that I was taking a break, right, because I just released, like, three or four books back-to-back. And I wanted to take a break. But with all of this being started, and I'm just big on, you know, I'm big on integrity. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm big on doing right by people, right?
Gotcha.
I may shield some information in the book. I'm not in the book. I'm letting it go. But I may shield a lot of information when it comes to my situation and my family. Okay, I'm very very particular. All right. And so the tonight's topic is going to slide in with the whole shebang that's going on with my son's father, you know, because tonight's topic is why are men so comfortable with asking for sex without adding value to women? Okay. Now, this is a real life topic. And if you guys go back through our archives or anything, like, I always talk to my women in the same way, because I hear so much when it comes from women, and then other women think that I'm bashing or I'm looking down on women, right? So tonight it's like we're going to talk to the men in reference to this situation, because obviously the women don't have enough sense to realize what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it when it comes to men, right? So listen, this is what I'm going to say first and foremost in reference to this situation, okay? What's happening? I see you, caller. I see you on the line. I see you, Keish. Good, you called in at the right moment, too. Great. So we're gonna tap into this conversation, and I'm gonna kind of blend the topics, right? And I'm gonna, like, y'all follow along with me. I'm gonna blend the topics.
Okay.
We're gonna get there.
Serve it up.
But why are men so comfortable with asking for sex without adding value? Okay, as a woman, right? I see women use the word love all the time. It's just the word, but they use this word as an excuse as to why they play boo-boo the fool, as an excuse to why they aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing for themselves, right? Because you're loving someone else and you're not loving yourself, right? And it's like you guys get played out. It gets played out, and then you're the damsel in distress, you know, but you was the writer. Right? You as the writer, you know what, ooh, the sex is good. He make me feel good. You know, you're not taking accountability for who you are and what you're doing, right? So that's like if I start dealing with a guy, and this guy, he's cutting checks, right? But I don't like him, but he's still cutting checks. I'm going to keep taking the money, right? And he already know I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? So we have to look at this situation as men do the same thing right now. You know, you seen the signs. They told you. You already know. But you're doing so much to make this man comfortable. But I'm talking to my real men tonight. Hashtag make men real again. To my real men tonight.
Make men,
okay?
Men.
If you know that you are not interested in a woman, if you know that, you know, that's not going to work, why do y'all have sex with these women and drive them crazy? Like, You got to stop that. Now, there's a conversation that's very heavy on social media, and it's talking about splitting the bills 50-50, okay? This is a big conversation, right? Now, my baby mama is like, oh, man, if he ain't got it, we can get it together. You know, she one of them chicks, the writer. He ain't got it. We can get it together. It is what it is. And, yes, I am who I am. I've been in the limelight since 2000, you know, doing whatever it was under whatever name it was. But I only deal with a certain type of man, right? And it is what it is. But we're not going 50-50 on no bills in no relationship. That's not going to happen, like, hands down. Now, here's why, okay? You know, I see people, they're like, well, you know, life happens, and, you know, whoever got it, they going to do it. Like, that shit sound cute, though, right? But when you get into these relationships with these people, right, they need to, like, be up on it. Now, granted, I have dealt with somebody that didn't have their shit together, right? I did. When people ask me questions in reference to my baby daddy didn't have his shit together when I was when me and him conceived our son, he didn't, okay? But I had known him for years before then. We had been dealing with each other for years before then. So we had a conversation. He said, "Man, babe, I'm down bad." You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm down bad. Me to him. On some rider shit, like, man, look, I've known you for so long, you know, let's make it work, you know, if we doing this, you know, let's do it the right way. But before he moved in the house, we came up with a plan, okay? A plan as to what we want to do so that he can get from where he's at to where, to going in the direction of where he want to be, okay? We both upheld our ends of the plan. Starting out, you know what I'm saying? And therefore, he moved in. Yeah, I did it. I did the rider thing. For the people that say I'm mean and I'm evil and, you know, da-da-da, and no man that ain't got that shit together don't have, somebody did. He did. And he ruined it for the rest of y'all. So when I did that, of course, the plan did not go as it's supposed to be. Let me tell you something. It's not easy. It's not easy to make something happen. And you got people that's going to stay down. They're going to stay the course. They're going to hustle their ass off. They're going to go get to it. No matter what, they're going to take the L's. They're going to bounce back. And then you have other people that are going to monopolize on any situation that they can until they get to where they are, to where they want to be. And it won't last long because of the way you got there. There's no way it can start wrong and end right. All right? So when I tell y'all, like, ladies, if that man ain't got his shit together, you know it, you decide to kick it with him, kick it with him. But don't be mad and bashing anybody because they did what you knew that they was going to do because you allowed yourself to be open. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it comes down to being married, right, Mo, hashtag married man, that goes different. They are married. Sometimes if shit gets slow, she pay the bills. If shit right, he holding it down. You know what I'm saying? You're married, right? Ain't nobody that I've been seeing do a fucking interview got a ring. Married.
That's a good point.
None
I'm glad you pointed that out. I'm glad you
okay?
made a difference.
Nobody's married. Now, I took based upon how long he and I had knew each other, and I was in a great space in my life, you know, still am. You know, but we all go through our downfall, so I took it as I get it. Because I've been through, you know, moments where, you know, my shit was looking rough. But it's in me. You know what I'm saying? It's in me to do what I do. It's not in everybody. So when you think about you trying to ride for somebody, right, but he can't add value to your life and you feel like let's get it together, if you're attracting somebody, you're becoming a target. That's what you're doing. And, fellas, you know that this person is a target because they're going to accept you at your lowest point in life or they're going to accept you at whatever point you are for you to get your shit together. And when you get your shit together, what you going to be doing? Y'all mad and hurt when you find out, oh, they sleeping with other people. Oh, they doing this. Oh, they doing that. But that wasn't a part of the plan, like, we go to this monogamy and poly. I say poly because there's so many forms of poly. okay? So for the people that don't know and they seeing all of this shit unfold, you know, they seeing smoke with all these different women, dude, we recognize Polly, okay? Polly. Now, you have women that will, okay, you know, I'm just dealing with you, but you have Polly, and so that's why he have different women at the same time, right? So I'm just going to put that shit out there because I get a lot of questions, and when I'm commenting into my business page, okay? So we are not into monogamy, right? The be with one person smoke will never be with one person, okay? It will never be that one settle down, get married. That's not who he is. For people that's wondering, see, because these interviews, they going too far left. And the only thing he thinking about is, you know, trying to uphold a storyline that he got going on. We not monogamous. People don't live under monogamy. You know what I'm saying? So let's start there. For the people out here that this girl did an interview, Dina, then she asked through somebody for me to talk to her, and that's not happening, okay? But Dina was one person. She knew they weren't together. He's not really addressing that shit for real because it's like she going too far left, but she's going too far left because she's hurt. Why is she hurt? Because she did everything that she could to get sex, knowing he could not add value to her life. She was somebody that allowed him to move in her place, not in her bed. He had his own room. Separately, you doing all of this shit for attention. I did this. I gave him that. I gave him this. Man, I listened to your interview, and she said, you know, you gave him, what, $20,000 or something, but in your interview, baby girl, you was like, people was blowing your phone up while you was at the laundromat. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, right? But if you at the laundromat, sis, but you done gave somebody all this money, sis, where your washer and dryer? You live in Norcross. You got a hookup. You know what I'm saying? Now, people told me I wasn't doing the woman empowerment thing, yada, yada, blah, 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 because she's the damsel in distress, right? She found an opportunity to get back at Darian because of how he left, right? She thought it was going to work out. She did everything that she could to get it to work out between them. Now, if Darian is with somebody, and I say, you know, you with somebody, whatever, Darian is such a stand-up guy. He's a liar. He's a big liar. But most importantly, he's a stand-up guy. He's going to lie when it's convenient for him. But in general, like, people are wondering why are so many people, like, so, because when he's being him, he's going to tell you the truth. If he's with somebody, he's going to tell you the truth. If he's sleeping with other people, he's going to tell you the truth. He's never been that type of person to lie in that aspect. That's not who Darian is, okay? So the reason I did the interview the way that I did, and I was so one-track minded, because I was like, fuck her, right? If you fought on the show back then, you know, me and Mo, we made an agreement because, you know, I was going through postpartum depression when I had baby Darian, and I was so pissed that I used to be ranting and raving. He's like, look, you know, hey, give him time to get it right. We ain't going to bash him. You know what I'm saying? And Mo helped me heal that pain that I was feeling towards Darian. You know what I'm saying? And as I grew spiritually, I understood, like, whatever we went through is not for the public eye. Right? But back it up. For whatever reason or whatever we was going through, I sold my house here in Georgia and I moved back to Florida, right? Did shows down in Florida, started dating somebody completely different. Since I had my son, I sat up there and I dated two people, right? One now and the other person in Florida. I've dated somebody completely different. So I just want to move on with my life. I do. I can't move on with my life because we got to figure out what we're going to do. So I say child support. He, at the time, agreed. So, boom, I went to child support. Guess what? Guess what address they pull up? Dina address. All right? They go to serve Dina the child support. They go to serve him the child support papers at Dina's house. This klutz told the people that he didn't live there. But you was his rider, but now you on social media, you the damsel in distress now. Now you hurt. He did you wrong. He did. Y'all were never together, Dina. Let's call a spade. It's so much more that I know about this story that you don't think that I know. Like, I used to be on the phone with people at times. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was in the process of moving back. Like, come on, bruh. Y'all was never in a relationship. So that's even more reason of how are you giving all of this to somebody that is not adding value to your life, right? When I seen our situation wasn't going the way it was supposed to, I backed away. At the time, boom, I'm pregnant. Now, guess what? I got 18 years. I got to deal with this man differently. But I want it out. I want it to go through child support. I want it to not deal with him. His thing is, he would say, yeah, go to child support, but he would never, ever cooperate, right? So it's like, okay, we can work this out. That's what he's telling me. We got to work this out together. So I had to outgrow the child support theory because he wasn't going to let them catch him and he was not going into the office. So when I'm one-track minded when it comes to Dina and all of these people that's sitting on here lying and I'm trying to keep my mouth closed and I'm like I said, the last interview wasn't bad, but you still lied. So, and I'm still feeling some type of way because he didn't do what I asked. So, you know, a little bit is me being overly giddy at the time, but y'all all doing this towards him. He got his faults. He got his fuck-ups. I understand it. Everybody coming to do these interviews on his behalf so that they can prove that this 14-year narrative is not correct. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, first of all, I never watched the show. How about that? I never watched the show. If Darian is going so hard to say that it is incorrect, guess what? I still don't know the truth. I know him. And when you piss him off, right, when you piss him off, you going to meet who y'all see now. So every woman in his life that has come about, he has been around them for years, right? He's known them for years. It's off and on with this one, off and on with that one, off and on with this one, off and on with that one. I have no idea. Because it's like I didn't know a lot about a lot of people until after my son, after I got pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And his mom told me, she was like, man, forget that. He ain't going to get his life right. Just take your baby and take care of your child. I felt like that was fucked up, right? We had a falling out, right? And his other baby mama said, take your child, go raise him on your own. But I still was like, you know what, we're going to figure this out. Regardless of what we're going to do, we're going to figure this out, right? And so eventually I had said, I'm just going to take my child and raise him on my own. He already openly admitted that he do drugs, so I'm not saying nothing new, right? But I never would touch on that situation, right? Because that's not my business. But if you must know, it was that. It was who he became when he did drugs that caused a rift between he and I. And I didn't want my son around that. You know what I'm saying? And so I do think also a part is he done told so many people so many different stories when it come to them wanting to know why his son wasn't around as much as the other kids. You know what I'm saying? So you done came up with all these different stories to all these different people. So I'm going to tell y'all, it's because I didn't like who he was when he was doing drugs. And on top of that, I don't have my children around a bunch of men, and he not going to have them around a bunch of men. You know what I'm saying? So that's vice versa. When you figure out who you want to be with, you know, then we can have that conversation. But until then, Darian is going to be Darian. So it wasn't that he wasn't around because he didn't want to be. It was because I was withdrawn because of what we were going through. And he is too young to just be like, you know, here. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what we had going on, you know, he still was stand up. I could hit him up and say, your son need this. He going to make it happen. right? But the interview today, you know, you got the damsel in distress, you know, the white girl on here playing the blonde dumb moment, right? Yeah, she Darian Ryder. She gonna do anything for Darian. Darian apologized to the girl, so you know that they, publicly. So you know to say that they not talking. Yeah, I don't believe that. But the damsel in distress, I can't say her story, right? I can't say what they went through. But she said two things that I will address. One thing she said was she didn't know about my son till he was 1 year old. Now, Darian got to be real creative for her not to know about my son, because Darian posted my son on his Facebook page at 2 months old, and everybody and their daddy liked it and commented. He introduced baby Darian at 2 months old to everybody. She's on his Facebook page, so if you ain't see that, I don't know. It's still there. I just don't buy that. She knows everything that comes to them. She understands the poly life. She do her own thing. He do his own thing. Let's start there. Then she said, Darian stayed with me from January 2020 until he got his condo. Now, I wouldn't touch on this, but in my interview, you know, I did say that, you know, he was just there with me, and I did say he was coming down to Florida, and you know, it for me, with all of this shenanigans going on, I'm just gonna make sure that my credibility stands high. If Darian went to her in January of 2020, it was after he left my house. Okay, I got receipts. Darian was at my house January of 2020. Then he went somewhere else. Then he could have went to her house. But I don't know nothing about all of that. Don't make me seem like I'm sitting up here and I'm on some old crazy weirdo-ass shit. You know, Darian was at my house 2020 of January. To say that, you know, he cheated on her. To say that he cheated on her, he cheated on her with me. She must be, I mean, you now playing the damsel in distress again, because Darian lived with me on a couple occasions, and, you know, that means you at home at night, you know, that, you know, means, I had cameras in the first house. It was cameras everywhere in the first house. Second house, I was working from home. It was cameras everywhere in the house, so you ain't never come to my house. You know what I'm saying? You weren't up there like that. When he get in the bed, you in the bed. I don't know. I don't know about all of that, him cheating on her with me, because he was at my house. Darian wouldn't have lived with me if we wouldn't have been in a relationship when he was, you know, getting shit together. I don't know what he was doing. He could have been telling her whatever, and she might be silly enough to believe whatever he say, right? But I can assure you at that time he wasn't adding value to your life, because he couldn't add value to your life. He was trying to add value to his own life. You know what I'm saying? So what I need for y'all to do, for the people that's tuning in that want to go to bat for Darian, none of y'all know me. None of y'all know me, bro. I make sure of that, because I'm not like y'all, right? I'm different. I know he told you I'm very different. I do not tolerate being around other women, because they going to lie. And, you know, they gonna do whatever just to be cool with you. I don't be around his women friends, so none of y'all know me. Y'all only know what he done told you, and depending on how we was, if he was mad, if he was cool, you don't know what he told you was true. So I'm going to need y'all to stop repeating anything that you think you know about me, okay? Because more than likely, I know more about you than you know about me, right? Don't mention my name. If somebody asks you, you know, oh, what about the youngest baby mother? I don't know her. I don't know nothing. That's what I need from y'all going forward. So this is my nice way of coming on my show, because I never addressed this, even after I did the interview. I never addressed this on my platform. So this is my nice way of saying to anybody that's taking up for Darian, Dario, Smoke, Kang, Black, whoever you want to call them, y'all don't know me. Stop mentioning my name. Don't say nothing about me. Y'all looking stupid now. So now I want to detach myself. You know, we got the whole white, oh, she put the white girl up there. They going to believe, ain't nobody believe that shit. You look like, I don't know anything. How are you in a relationship with somebody that you don't know anything? You know what I'm saying? How you in a relationship with somebody that you don't know? I wish my peoples would. And I wish my peoples would, you know. And he known the I wish the fuck. Like, come on. You can't be that stupid. I'm not buying it. So I don't know what they got going on with this storyline, but I'm not getting paid for it. So I'm going to need y'all. I did my part to let y'all know that Darian was a real stand-up guy, which he is. But when it comes to the women, like, and he don't have to lie. I don't know why he lied to women. Maybe it's to get them, but he ain't going to be with just one woman. Like, I don't know what people think, and they know. Georgie know. Georgie been around for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? And it's been her and multiple people. Damn near all the time. She was never in a, yeah, it was never like that. Like that, not what I heard. You know what I'm saying? On the thing today, that I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? He's always been straightforward, you know. So, but he's very private at the same time. So I know that he is really like bothered by something because he is letting as much information get out that he is letting get out. You know what I'm saying, bruh? I don't like Dina. I told y'all I don't like Dina. You was his rider then. Continue to be the rider hoe on the sideline. Don't play with me. I'm a woman. You're a woman. You know what I'm saying? And any woman that's dealing with a man that got kids and you see the baby mama trying to put him on child support, you know, XYZ, she ain't around, don't stop that shit. And any woman that's dealing with a man and he got kids and you don't know, you sitting here talking about he told you a story about he left me. He ain't leave me. But anyways, if he told you a story that he left me, why was you up under him still, right? The red flags that you clearly miss. So, no, please stop reaching out to me, y'all. I don't want to do no more interviews. I don't want to talk about this no more. I don't want y'all to mention my name no more. I just want y'all to figure out what's going on, and bottom line, you're not going to figure it out. So it's just a bunch of drama going in a big-ass circle about who said this and who said that. Listen, rather he been with Lexi for 14 years or not, I don't think nothing. Have they been together? No, we got a three-year-old son together. Fuck, though. He got a three-year-old. He got two more kids. What are the 14 years? Have they been together for 14 years? No. Okay? Have they been messing around is a different story that I can't answer. Have they been together? No. No. So all these interviews trying to figure it out, okay, if he said it's a storyline, it's a storyline. When he going hard like this, it's something that he's very bothered about. So he's bothered by the whole narrative. His image is very big. And a lot of people, y'all don't understand the poly and the monogamy and so on and so forth. So all of that shit is like being left aside. And people are like, well, what? And he ain't open to talk about it. So I'm telling you, like he ain't going to settle down with one person. It's, you know, it's the monogamy life. Whatever happened, you know what I'm saying? It's always some drama with the situation. And I really want to get back to what I'm doing in life and be over with this shit, for real. So, yeah, like, no. God damn it. One more thing. The mama did an interview. Jen did an interview. And she made a comment, right? She made a comment that Darian said that he wanted a DNA test to her. So maybe that's why he said three, but he said he had four children. I talked to Jen, and she explained that, you know, she missed some of the interviews, so she didn't hear that part. And I talked to Darian, and, you know, we clarified that information or whatever, because at any point, I'm the stand-up chick. At any point, anybody want a DNA test for me, I'm going to give you one. You know what I'm saying? Darian has never in his life mentioned anything like that to me. As his mama said, he looked like him. He act like him, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you a grandmother, you know your children. You know what I'm saying? He clarified it with me, but I ain't like the way that came out. You know what I'm saying? On social media, you know, period.com. Now, of course, when I did my interview, I said, "What kind of mama is that? That's like in the mix." And so I'm gathering that was a retaliation from that. Whenever it's something that's being said between the mama and the son, it's gonna always be fingers pointed at each other type shit. So I never get to the bottom of it. I scratched it, but I stand behind it. As I had a conversation with her, listen, me and this man have a child together. We got 15 more years to go. The reason that I won't go in and go in depth on social media, because y'all want juice. Y'all want drama. But that's my life. You know what I'm saying? That's my son. That's my family. I gotta, you know, make it happen, right? But I'm gonna write a book, promise. This year. That's my life. So you want juice and this, that, and the other, you know, it gotta make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not anywhere bashing this guy or anything like that. And anybody else, like, you know, you talking about regular chicks, whatever, cool. When you talking about the mother and the father of two people, regardless of what our status is, like, leave that there alone. Like, leave it alone. Don't do that. So, where I got clarification out of his mouth, that, you know what I'm saying, it ain't like that, you know, he don't want that. Darren loves my son to pieces, I know that. His son loves him to pieces, he knows very much who he is. I do not like my son on social media, all right? So when y'all looking on social media and you see the other kids, this mommy here has a lot going on. And unless you own my Facebook page, it's not even in my real name, you will not be able to see him. On my Facebook page, which is private, which is people that I really rock with, you know what I'm saying, that I could kick the shit with, I post him there, but it's a very private page. It's not even in my name. When it comes to Twitter and Instagram, my son, my children are not posted there. And anything from way back when I was, I removed it. So I don't want my kids on social media because of everything that I do. Right? Cool. So, now that has been addressed, this is why I won't deal with a man that can't add value. You know what I'm saying? Like, this one situation taught me a lot. Even though he is not where he was then, and he's in a different place now, like, it took a long time to get there. You understand me? That's pregnancy. 3 years. It took a long time to get there. But I always had my own the whole time. I never look up to him. I never, you know, I was never like, I knew he was trying to make shit happen. He never asked me for shit. I'm like, do your thing, get your shit together. And it was like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want him to do well. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing else. You feel me? I'm the baby mama that you don't have to worry about. Now, will we, you know, if I'm single, will we smash from time to time? Yes. But other than that, I'm not the one that's trying to be in the relationship or none of that. It's just what we do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't none of that other shit. I'm not her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no parts of that. There's too much going on. And it is what it is. You know, but I'm in a situation. So I'm not, you know, no, I'm not taking up for this man. I got a whole nother situation going on and have been for some time now. I just, certain things I refuse to say because I still got 15 more to go, dog. Y'all gotta feel me on that. I got 15 more to go. And just in a moment, I don't need 15 minutes of fame. I've been around for a long time. You know, I just changed my name up. I don't need none of that, sis. So when I see y'all and y'all sending me these messages, I'm not taking up for nobody. I'm just trying to keep the peace as much as I can. The shit getting a little out of hand, so I would address it a little bit deeper. But calm down. But moving forward, this is why I can't deal with nobody that can't add value, because then you stuck and you're in a turmoil. And I wanted baby mama to see it, and I want all you women to see it. That don't mean that every situation is going to turn out like this, because some are going to turn out worse. All right? There's very few that turn out better. But, you know, you looking at these celebrity couples like, you know, Jada and, you know, Lil Baby and all of these shit. These men was really getting money. They weren't as rich as they is now, but they was always, you know, getting money. When they said that they broke, right, they level of broke, you know, I'm on my last $10,000. You talking about giving a man yourself and rocking with him, and he ain't even got the first $1,000. So situations can be what it is, but you never know, sis, what you're going to be wrapped up to. And to the real men, hashtag make men real again. I need y'all to stop disturbing these women peace when y'all know y'all not right. At the end of the day, if you a real-ass man, you're going to make sure that you get your shit right before you go to disturb somebody else's peace, period. It don't matter what you need. Like, as you should, look out. Listen, I got a bunch of friends, and I also got a bunch of money, if y'all don't know that. But guess what? I realize that my money is not help, right? Because you're going to still be in the same situation that you was in, whether you had my money or not, right? It's a mind thing. So when you come to me for help, I'm going to give you this good advice. I'm going to go try to put you on some connects that I got for you to get work, for you to get a contract, for you to get a, you know what I'm saying, a music deal or whatever. I'm going to connect you that way because I got a lot of connects. My reach is long. But my money ain't got nothing to do with looking out for somebody. So when I hear you women say, well, this is my friend and he was messed up, so that was my duty to help them out. That's your mama duty. That's your daddy duty, bruh. That's your duty, bruh. That's not a woman's duty to come in, especially when you ain't got no ring on her finger to turn around and help you out. Because guess what, y'all? Y'all looking at what's happening. All of these people here that are invested in some type of way at some point in his life, and everybody looking either dumb, crazy, or hurt. Dumb, crazy, or hurt. Ain't nobody got no ring. None of us. Ain't nobody got none of that. Not that I want to even do that. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm not going to jump into the poly, because if I agree to a poly with him, I'm going to do my own thing on the side. I ain't finna just be with, no, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? And he'll never agree to that with me. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't going to happen. But you end up looking for some shit that's not there. And it's, oh, well, he's famous, he's this, he's that. Listen, baby, my track record is immaculate when it comes to that. I only deal with people that have the potential. So, no, he can't add value, but he had potential. Don't get stuck on somebody that don't have potential and they showing you the same repeat cycle over and over again, right? Because when he make it and he come up, guess what? He made it. He came up. And the most important thing out of life, rather, no matter what, oh, I get this person this, the most important thing out of life is for him to get into a situation that he is never down again. And you get into a situation where you're never down again, it ain't giving all these people all this money. So you got to pay attention to what the fuck is being said. Do I think that he'll look out for people that was there for him? Yes, he's a stand-up guy. Yes, he's a stand-up guy. Yes, he's a stand-up guy. But at the end of the day, you know, it was something that happened in his life to where he got in this situation, right? He was doing well when I first met him. He went through a traumatic situation in his life. Shit went left. He had a little stumble, right? He did what he had to do to get back to where he needed to be. But when you involve women, emotional beings in this process that like you, that want to be with you, and you know you're not going to be with them, you know you're not going to be with one person, you know what I'm saying? It's a way that you go about it. So at this time, when I seen his last interview with Ron or whoever that guy was that kept talking so much, that was the most accountability that I've ever seen him take in 11 years. That was the most accountability that I've ever seen him take in 11 years. And so I'm proud of him for stepping up to the plate, rather it was for his personal game or what. I'm proud of him for stepping up and taking accountability. The phone number here, if you guys want to call in, 646-787-1839. 646-787-1839. But I'm super proud of him, you know, for trying to right his wrongs, right? But when you get into the money and then shit just fall, you trying to do whatever to get back up. And sometimes it's not the right thing. So when you ask me, I do not condone. I do not condone hurting anybody, taking from anybody, manipulating anybody, because I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone it. I don't do it. But you got to keep in mind that it's a dog-eat-dog world. So what you going to do if you're in this position? Kanye told y'all a long time ago, help him get on, girl. And when he get on, he going to leave your ass for a white girl. Now, y'all ain't got this shit yet. Because y'all looking at these fake couples that they doing this and they doing that. Since I need y'all to step y'all control up. Men have power. Women have control, right? And you have to know your value. You have to know your worth. You have to know where you stand. Because love is a four-letter word. It's an ever-changing emotion, okay? Just as well as men want you to be loyal to them, you need to seek that same loyalty from them. What value can they add to your life? What can they bring into you for you to be loyal to them? Sex ain't it. It ain't even it with him. That's not it. So a person could be cool, calm, and collective, but a lot of y'all need to do some work on yourselves and heal y'all past trauma, because y'all got daddy issues and mama issues and abandonment issues, and then y'all going out here trying to love on somebody else, and you a nervous wreck. You fucked up in the head because this person don't want you, and it done triggered a response from some shit you went through before. Get your mind right, sis. How you want to add value to somebody else's shit and you ain't right? You don't own them house. You still making payments on your car. You in debt. Like, look at that shit, sis. If y'all don't know better, y'all won't do better. Y'all won't do better. If y'all don't know better, y'all won't do better. So while you want to go hard for somebody, right, let a man put a ring on your finger, then go hard for them. Or at least have your business together before you could do that. I've always been a woman to have my business together. It took me one go round to realize, yeah, no, I don't want to do that anymore. One go round. Yeah, I had my shit together. But it was no excuse for me either. You got a lot of hurt women that's out here, and you got other women that's looking at this shit. And you got women that's feeling bad, but you lying the whole time. Like, sis, there's no excuse for being dumb. There's none. You know better. And what I'm not going to do is make myself look dumb anymore for a situation that shit don't benefit me. I make more money than he do. But at the same time, I don't want no problems. You hear me? With nobody. So I need y'all to stand up all this. Well, we could do 50-50 on the rent, and, you know, that's how it is, and we both come up, da-da-da. Listen, a man with that type of mind frame, I know you weak off top. Because I know you're not a protector or provider. I could do all this on my own. Go be by yourself. Because guess what? I know that I'm the prize. I know what I bring to the table. I bring the whole table. Anybody around me already know who I am and what I do. Period. I don't know. Mo, why do you think men deal with these women for sex but can't add value?
Wow, you just said some stuff, man. I'm trying to unpack it. you went on for a minute. All right, so shit. Where do I start? So first off, hold on. First off, I gotta address some stuff before I can even get to the topic. So I'm going to have to watch this, put a ring on it now. You know what I'm saying? Because you done got me, like, I'm like, damn, all right, let me see what's going on with this show. So that's number one.
Yeah, go watch it. I heard it was good. I never watched it.
I'm going to check it out because you gave all the behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gave the behind the scenes. So I got to watch it. So I got to just watch it and see what's up. So, yeah, and it's. Second number two, shout out to Oprah Winfrey, because I just pulled it up on my Roku, the own network or whatever, with the show on it, and that's some real cool BET type shit, but it's still owned by a black person, which is Oprah Winfrey. So
it is not. You gotta keep up. Oprah sold her share. She has like a very minimum share in OWN. Yeah, she sold it to a white man.
Why the hell they always do that? Why? She sold OWN. I don't know. I gotta research that though. But that's disappointing if that happened. I was just about to big it up. Anyway, all right. So now let's get to the topic at hand. So for the people out there keeping up, I know Black went into our whole, her whole point of view from, I guess, the situation. But tonight's topic is, why are men so comfortable asking for sex without adding value to a woman? Now, I got to unpack this. Like, so what's your definition of value? You know what I'm saying? Because value could be a few different things. But just from a man's point of view, and first off, I always got to say, hashtag happily married man. But, you know, men are lustful creatures, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's like a lion hunting for food, you know what I'm saying, sometimes. So sometimes you're just feeling real player, so you just go for it, you know what I'm saying? You're not even thinking. You just like, you know what I'm saying? You overthinking the situation. I'm just trying to live in the moment, you know? We feeling each other.
Right.
Vibing, let's just go. Like, fuck all this other stuff, and then we just deal with the after, you know what I'm saying? So that's number one. But at the same time, especially as you get older, you know, you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't just be asking. You can't be out here, you know, asking women for sex, you know, without no repercussions. Now, nowadays you can get caught up on some sexual harassment and all this other stuff. So it's a whole different ball game. Like, it ain't even the same now, because, you know, you got to think about it. If you're, you know, most men have jobs and stuff like that, and, you know, they might go out every so often, but, you know, where do you meet women? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people meet women at their jobs, you know what I'm saying? And that's where this whole sexual harassment and all that stuff a lot of times comes into play. So, you know, that's just a whole other topic. But, but value, like I said, so I was just writing down what value could be. So value could be companionship, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't always got to be like money or whatever, materialistic things, you know what I'm saying? But it could be just some companionship. Like the female might feel that she's not getting the proper companionship at home or whatever with her mate or whatever the case may be. So this other person might come in and slide that companionship. So maybe that's the value she's looking for. But now, once again, you got to be careful what you wish for, because that companionship could be wrapped up into some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They see the vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's another thing. And then, you know, value could be just good sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, sex, if done the right way, can give you peace of mind. It can give you a lot of other stuff, too. It can give you a baby. It can give you a disease. you know what I'm saying? But if finessed the correct way, it can be, you know, peace of mind. Because if you're having good sex, a lot of times you happy. You know what I'm saying? And that's peace of mind. So, you know, I think it's a very complex kind of question. You know what I'm saying? So that's my two cents on it.
All right. Keisha, what's your point of view?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Because I was driving from Walmart, and I'm home now. So, I was. I had to go get some food for the week.
Well, shout out, Keisha. Welcome to the show.
Hey. What's happening? It's a lot of different factors. I mean, it's like most say, you know, men are lustful creatures. I mean, it depends. It's on the man. I don't know.
Right. But, and this is a topic that me and you go back and forth about a lot, because you are like, you team Ryder. Oh, well, we could go 50-50 on the bills, or, you know, my man don't have to be, you know, and I ride X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? So after hearing, you know, the story and hearing other standpoints, why do you feel like you would take a man that's not, you know, in the best situation and be in a relationship with him?
I did that in my when I was in my 20s. Now, granted, the situation that I'm currently in right now is because of what I want, because that's my history and that's what I choose to deal with. At first, he had absolutely nothing. Yes, he had absolutely nothing when I met him. He was still living with his mama, and he didn't even have a vehicle. So, I guess I saw potential in him. I didn't know no better. I was in my 20s. Now, will I go for that shit now?
Be honest. You know, real talk.
I know. Like I told you earlier, if I feel like if he got, you know, at least a job and his own, you know, vehicle, and we can work together on some shit, yeah, I'm going to work with him. Because that's just, you know, if that's something that I want to do and I choose to do, that's what I'm going to do. I can't speak for nobody else. I can only speak for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so me knowing you, I know that you will also be the hurt one if that shit don't go your way. And then you're going to be like, oh, this raggedy, blah, 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 ain't even how they stuff together. And I sat and, you know what I'm saying, took a chance on you, and you done play with me? Oh, hell no, the tire. You know what I'm saying?
So, and I'm going to be honest
remember,
about that.
Remember, we talked about overall perception today. So if knowing that could be the outcome, why would you put yourself in that situation?
Because then I wasn't thinking about that at the time. I wasn't thinking about 20, me now at 20 is different me now 20 years later.
No, we talking about now. You said if a man came with his car and a job, you would ride with him. But, of course, then, you know, you got the place, you know, you're doing well for yourself or whatever. So you would have to pay majority. Just say he got a job, but it don't pay enough. And you got to pay majority. And then it goes sour. You know, the first thing that women do is, you know, I came to the table with half, and, you know, I'm with more than half, and I did X, Y, Z. Why put yourself in that situation? I'm an Aquarius, right, every bit of the work. And being an Aquarius, I'm a forward thinker. So if I know that I'm going to be upset with the outcome, if it don't go anything but right, I won't put myself in it, right? If I know that I'm taking on a situation and it's just to assist or help somebody get to another level, that's a different thing, right? But, like, shouldn't you feel like, you know what, you deserve somebody that's going to come to the table with a whole table? Y'all got two tables so, you know, y'all can build a business, so y'all can build it together, as opposed to saying, well, he ain't got a table, but he bringing a chair, right? And you got the whole table, and the shit don't go right, and you done broke his chair. He can't even leave with the chair. Like, why?
Well, hold on, Black. Well, let me say this, though. Like, all right, so here's the other thing, too. Sometimes, you know, you can't overthink it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's going to get in the way. You know what I'm saying? Certain people just is instinctual. You know what I'm saying? So they're not just overthinking it. Because, look, Love Jones, right? One of my favorite, like, kind of just romance movies when I, you know, want to get into that vibe, right? So remember Lawrence, Loren Tate. His character, when he was talking about romance, right, when he was doing this, like, little poetry thing, romance, the definition, his definition of romance is it's the possibility. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times that's what
that is. That shit
is
a movie. Get the fuck out of here, bro. The possibility, like, I look at shit completely different. Like, okay, I've dated somebody with potential, right? And so that's just like saying the stove, you got a flat top stove, and you finish cooking. The stove wasn't red no more. You touch it, right? So the next time you already know to test that shit before you touch it, so you don't burn yourself, right? And it's just the same thing like with a child. They go put something in the socket. They get popped. They know not to do it again. So why is it that we as spiritual beings having a human experience that are here to find our way through this journey, we will keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
That's true. But remember, you're dealing with different people. So you got to, you know, and of course you're going to...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the person is different, right? Because I hear people saying that too, which is crazy. You got to, the first thing, you got to switch up the type of person that you deal with. I'm never, okay, now, my back, like the people that I deal with, I'm a writer, so I like poets, right? I like people that are good with their words and know how to express them. You know, rappers, I don't really deal with singers, but rappers, producers, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, whatever. And, you know, each person is a different person. Each person is a different person. That doesn't mean anything. But why keep, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You can ride for somebody and not ride for them, you know, not have to be there financially. You can be cool with somebody, you know what I'm saying, as long as, you know, everything is out in the open and you understand that what you're not going to get and what it is. As long as everybody know what it is and there's honesty with the situation, cool. But when you are going in this situation with the high hopes of being in a relationship, that causes drama. So the fellas out there that's listening, and you got these women, and they taking care of you, and they looking out for you, and you wondering why you got so much drama, why you got so much headache, why these people going crazy, why they busting out your windows, you know, why they trying to break up everything that you got going on, is because you're not being truthful to these women. You know what I'm saying? And when you're not being truthful to these women, you're going to have these fucking issues. So, fellas, you got women out here, and more than not, because it's so many women that are not in relationships, that are for, it's not my thing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I am wholeheartedly steady, 10 toes down. I love poly life. It is what it is. But you got these people that they are looking for monogamy. And it's not okay to hurt people because karma's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you have to be honest with yourself. If you're a guy that's looking for a monogamous situation, you cannot, you know, be out here playing with these women because you're going to be taking stuff back.
The guy's not looking for monogamy if he out here playing with women. That don't even go together.
No,
looking for a monogamous situation, and the guy, you know, might be lying, and that's where you
but
get some,
yes, I mean, but still, like, they don't understand terms, so they still talking about, I really want to be with you. What you think they saying? These people don't know nothing about poly. It's, like, poly is not just about having multiple partners. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have multiple partners and not sleep with them, right? Poly is not about having multiple partners. That's not just what it's about. It's about building. It's about, you know what I'm saying, growing. It's about having each other back. It's about making shit happen. It's about a lot of things, right? So unless you know what it entails and the essence of it and knowing, you, most importantly, you got to know your value. Because how can you add value to somebody else if you don't know your value, right? All of these good things come into that. But, if you are in a relationship, like for Akeisha, you know what I'm saying? She's not poly, you know, at all. But if somebody was dealing with her and they telling her we in a relationship and they out there messing around, that's not considered poly, so don't put that on the term. He's considered a lying, cheating bastard because he is trying to get in where he fit in. And then that's another thing. So you carrying the weight, Keisha, like you might have to do 60-40, you know, or 70-30, whatever the case may be, even at 50-50. Let's just be realistic. So for y'all out there that's doing 50-50 on the bills, that shit hurt like a motherfucker when you find out they cheating and y'all, yeah, y'all was roommates, ain't it? Hey, y'all roommates. You going 50-50 with a roommate, giving your roommate your all, and they sit out there doing something. All I'm trying to get y'all to do is look at this shit from a different perspective, right? Because the shit kills me.
So what's
look at this shit from a whole different perspective. The shit kills me when I see you women complaining about what happened because you allowed it to happen, okay? So if we are grown people, right, and we are entering into a relationship or anything like that, if this man cannot hold his weight, why would I enter into a relationship with him? If this man can't pay bills, if this man ain't got his own car, if he ain't making his own money, if he ain't doing none of this stuff at this point, why would you enter into a relationship with him? Oh, they can tell you anything. They can sell you anything. You can help a friend without financially helping a friend because y'all putting yourself in these positions. You ain't got to financially help somebody to help them. Because if that's somebody that was really, listen, somebody that was really, really, really trying to come up, they're going to always have a stream of income coming in. Promise you. If they ain't got no stream of income coming in and you already seeing they ain't sharing the wealth, they ain't doing this, they ain't doing that, then that ain't nobody that's really trying to come up.
I just think, let me see, how can I say it? I mean, but that goes both ways. I mean, I guess people got to understand who they dealing with. I mean, you there should be red flags. You know what I'm saying? If you can see that the person is a deadbeat or this girl or this female, you know what I'm saying, this woman, she not on your level, then that goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? So it's just how, because, you know, a lot of times, so she might not be adding value to your life.
The people I deal with wouldn't even deal with people that's not doing what I'm doing or better.
Exactly.
And I expect that, right? Because I don't want nobody that don't have standards. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody that don't have standards. I don't want nobody that ain't doing nothing. I don't want nobody that, you know what I'm saying? That's not holding it down themselves.
So,
like,
I'm
you got to be doing it. I cannot, the only thing I can't say is that my dude has to make more money than me. I can't say that my dude has to make more money than me because, you know, I've been 10 toes down for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? I have streams of income, you know, that's been coming in for years and years and years. So, you know, I still hit my moments. If I make a bad investment, you know, and I got to wait on something, like, I try to tell people all the time, it's not about how much money you have access to. It's not about having money. Because you can still have problems, because when you're always trying to make shit happen, you can make a bad investment. I made a bad investment in 2019, you know. I bought a property somewhere, figuring that I was going to be there, and then I sold the property, and then I moved before I closed online, and then I was waiting on this money to come to me. Because I was there and I didn't get the money till like 6 months later, because of a whole bunch of technicalities that happened, and, you know, me trying to let my people take the taxes out. So I don't, you know, I don't play by taxes, you know, everything may not be in my name, right? So it may not be under my tax thing, but whatever name that I put things under, I pay taxes. So stress to believe. But, you know, I was waiting 6 months. You know, for $80,000, right? And for 6 months, I moved into an apartment, and I didn't have no furniture. And I left everything in Florida. We talked about that. You know what I'm saying? I left all my stuff in Florida, and I had to, you know, figure out, like, you know what, I'm going to leave that there, and I'm just going to do everything else. And I brought everything else over in my house. So just because you have access to money doesn't mean that you're always up. No, I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to my M's yet. You feel me? But I will never say that this man has to make more money than me. I won't say that, right? Because that will be absolutely unfair. Now, if he does make more money than me, shit, yes. You know what I'm saying? And then I've been in those situations. But, you know, that's not what I'm saying, that you have to make more money than me. But you have to make money.
True. My whole thing is, you know, you, whatever. I just don't think it could be a broad statement the way you kind of making it. I just feel like whatever understanding that the two parties come to an agreement on, that's what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, but it's cause and effect, because you see more women hurt now than anything. This is like the divorce rate. People are marrying for love. And therefore, them couple of years gone, they getting a divorce, right? You cannot marry for love, and you can't be in a relationship and do things, you know, give a person and take care of a person for love. Love is an ever-changing emotion, right? Marriage is a business. You understand me? So when you look at this situation, that's what's happening. Yeah, these people are making these arrangements. And these women out here trying to be with these men, and it's happening so much that you women got pee in the dating pool. Like, you out here trying to take care of these men, and therefore you got grown men. Like, listen, bro, You got grown men that feel like it's okay to ask for something. You got more men than not. Okay, your mental problems that you want to sit and talk about, that's one thing. Your financial problems, keep them shit to yourself. You understand me? The men I grew up around, they wouldn't dare, you know, talk to a woman about their financial troubles. You feel me? Because that's not who they are. Listen, my people's he was like, man, I had paid something or whatever. And I was like, okay, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm going to be tight for a couple weeks. I was like, okay, you need me to help? He was like, hell no. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's my people, right? And I know everybody isn't the same. But y'all need to start looking for substance in men. If a man ever asks me for anything, that's going to be the last conversation we have. So I'm not asking for people to pay attention to me, but maybe if you just pay attention to what it is that you are settling for, then you wouldn't be in these situations looking stupid, being mad, being angry. Because you're settling. It took me one time to be like, hell no, never again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing it, you know, this person is different, okay? Just the same way you saying it, that's what they said. Well, this person different. I helped Johnny get on, and he went and got him a box Chevy, and he ain't even give me my income tax money back. He ain't flipping. Or I went to work, and I helped you get a whole new wardrobe so you can handle your business, and you out here, you staying with the next chick. Look, they go on to the next chick. They get on and leave you alone. You know, whatever the case may be, there are some success stories, ladies. But it's like 5%. So I need women to make better choices because the roles have switched, it seems like. Whereas the woman was the prize, now because it's not enough men out here and because women are being paid much more money in the workplace, you know what I'm saying, they are now feeling like, okay, well, I'm going to keep him by, you know, looking out for him or taking care of him. Baby, you got to have value yourself. Where's your conversation, okay? How can you enhance this man? I can sit down with you and give you a whole business plan and get your dick rock hard. Have you like, man, babe, I don't want to lose you. You understand me? You talk business with him. You feel me? Okay, well, maybe you should have a conversation with them. You could enhance people in other ways than your finances. Because it kills me that these women that's out here doing it, they ain't even got their shit together. Now, everybody don't want to own a house, but if you stay in an apartment, you better go own a condo. Like, get your shit together before you out here trying to go save somebody else. That's why the shit not working, because your ancestors mad as hell. You out here playing cat to save a hoe to a man. They ain't worked that hard for your ass to be out here taking care of no man. That's why your ancestors mad. They ain't gonna let that shit happen.
And yo, so you know, it goes both ways too. I'm gonna say some other things too. But, you know, women a lot of times, you know,
because
I got the good sex or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna keep a man. But when that sex it ain't hitting no more for that man. You know what I'm saying? That woman got to have some other stuff that she brings to the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, because sex ain't anything, especially, you know what I'm saying, especially if it's a guy that can get sex from anywhere. So these other women got to come with some other things, like cleaning, cooking, you know what I'm saying?
We talking about the real hashtag make men real again. Now, we'll have a topic on it. You want to talk about it next week? Because we'll definitely talk about what these women need to do to bring to the table. Now, you know, yeah, I work my ass off and I do all of this, but guess what? Yep, I clean up. Yep, I cook. Yep, I'm a beast in the bedroom. Yep, I'm a businesswoman. Yep, I do all of those things. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, understandably so, people aren't there. But we could definitely have an each one teach one class. And we could do that next week. And we could talk about what the women need to bring to the table. It's not one-sided, bro. I'm not saying it's one-sided. But there are way too many men out here with their hand out that's okay with accepting things from women, and they can't bring nothing to the table, and they not right themselves, and you're damaging these women. But also, I need my women to understand that you got to step up, stick your chest out, stop settling for less. Your head should never be low. Your head should always be high. Chin up, boo. You got this. We'll talk about the women. We'll talk about the women next week. As Mo say, it go both ways. It go both ways. So, yes, women, y'all got to tighten up, too. You know, when you want a man of value, and substance, you got to really bring something to the table, because, shit, them motherfuckers, I'm going to tell y'all just how to get them next week. I got y'all.
Thank you,
I got y'all. I'm going to tell y'all how to win one.
doubt.
I'm glad my dude don't listen to this show. Woo. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a better note, higher note, hopefully. Pray for me, all that good stuff. Mo, it was a great night. We'll get into the World Famous Chop Up next week, and we're going to get on these ladies, you know, kind of give some of that good game next week. All right?
All right. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.